We had Hall of Famer Terrell Davis, and we're joined right now by a running back for the Carolina Panthers. He's already an All-Pro. He set the NFL record for most receptions by a running back with 107. He broke Steve Smith's franchise record for most receptions in a single season. He set the franchise record for most yards from scrimmage with 1965, 7 rushing TDs, 6 receiving TDs, 1 passing TD this season. There's more. A Heisman finalist, a 2-time All-American. He set the NCAA record for all-purpose yardage at Stanford, and today appears courtesy of Old Spice and their all-new Fresher Collection. Christian McCaffrey, bro, you haven't played that long. That's a long resume, man. You stay at this thing long enough, we won't even have an interview anymore.
Appreciate that. Yeah,
it's like a heck of an CBS intro, receipt, man. Dude.
I need that in the morning when I wake up. It'd be great.
Good stuff, dude. How you feeling, man? How are things going?
Yeah, I feel really good. Yeah, I wish I was playing this week, but I feel good.
All right, so you're not playing. That'd be the best thing. But, man, you've been getting after it now. Since the end of the season, you've been to Paris Fashion Week. You teased your involvement in a documentary about football in Germany. What's it been like the last few weeks? And I got to know, how was Fashion Week?
It was great. It was really good. I brought my mom and her best friend. Both of them had birthdays around the same time, so that was an absolute blast. That was my first time in Europe, and so we had a ball. It's very, very out of my element, I should say, but it was really cool to see new things, new culture, and obviously fashion I know absolutely nothing about, so it was cool to kind of see the difference.
Yeah, but mom's had to be fired up.
she was electric. That was right up her alley.
Dude, your first time in Europe, how was that? What was that like?
It was great. It was really good. I got to see, you know, obviously the culture. I went to the Louvre, went to the Notre Dame, and got to see, you know, the whole history and really put things into perspective. So it was a blast. I had a lot of fun.
Christian McCaffrey joining us. Now, you finished the season, as I mentioned, with 1,965 yards from scrimmage. You could have broken that 2,000-yard mark, but the decision was made to only play that one series in the season finale. Look, I get that you're about doing the right thing, but I also get you're a competitive guy. Was there any part of you that wished you could have taken that shot and actually gotten that 2,000?
Absolutely. I wanted it, but, it's Coach Rivera's call, and I listen to whatever he says, and he's got my best interest sometimes more than I do, and obviously it makes sense, and you know, I didn't argue with him at all because I know he'd give me some flack for it. But
I was going to say, it wouldn't get you anywhere.
No, it wouldn't. So he makes the calls, man. I trust him. He's the best, so I listen to him.
You know, in the meantime, in 8 of the 16 games, you played 100% of the offensive snaps for the season. You played more than 91% of the snaps, despite only being on the field for that one series in that last game. So how much pride do you take in that kind of durability and the fact that team can count on you no matter what and that you're going to be out there and you're not coming off the field?
Yeah, I take a lot of pride in that. You know, I think that's kind of my approach to my, you know, my training. And, everything I do during the week is taking care of my body and getting ready to roll so that I don't have to come out of the game on Sunday, you know, unless they need me to. So, obviously you get some bumps and bruises here and there, but I felt great all year, and I was fortunate that nothing happened. And, very, very, you know, I take a lot of pride in that.
Christian McCaffrey is my guest. So how do you approach the offseason? You had that break already, but do you need your body to rest and recover? Do you take time, or do you work right through it?
I think rest is essential, and that's something that's been very hard for me my whole life is to rest. I grew up playing, you know, 3-4 sports, you know, always active doing stuff. And even in college when the season went in, my whole mindset was I got to get back after it now and always working. And I realized that it kind of started to hinder, you know, my production and kind of hinder the way my body felt. And so I've learned from guys like Luke, guys like TD, you know, guys like Greg on our team who do such a good job taking care of their bodies and staying healthy. And they always tell me just to rest, you know, give it a little bit of rest and wait to start training again. So I took their advice this year, and it's been great. My body feels better than ever. Ready, and I just started training again this last week, so excited to go.
Christian McCaffrey, my guest. Listen, when you talk about multiple sports, I mean, obviously you're a different breed, you're a different kind of cat, you come from a very athletic family. I'm curious, though, the other sports, how much do they help you in football? And I bring it up because, like, I've got two sons, and we're all led to believe, man, you got to specialize. You can't play multiple sports. You got to play one sport, and there's not enough time to do other sports. How much better are you off now because you played other sports?
Man, I think it's the greatest thing you can do, especially as a kid, is play multiple sports and, even venture off into like something like music or art. You're prepping different parts of your brain that I swear help in football. And, you know, I played basketball. You know, obviously you have the jumping ability, the hand-eye coordination, You know, it's fun. You're still, you know, within a team. It's a team game. I ran track for, you know, linear speed. You know, played baseball growing up. There's different things you can take out of that. And I swear, you know, playing basketball, running track was the greatest way to train for football growing up as a kid.
Christian McCaffrey joining us for a few more moments. I know your dad's bumping around the row somewhere. Now, your 107 receptions topped the single-season high for him, Ed. He had 101 in 2000. Is it something that you brought up, or does he just break out the Super Bowl rings, and does that end the conversation right then and there?
Yeah, he flashes the three rings, and the conversation's over. So I tried to make that call one time, and it didn't work out. Yeah. And I've probably seen the rings once in my life, and I know if I were to ever say anything about that, he would whip them out quick.
Does he not break them out? He doesn't wear them? He doesn't break them out?
Nope, doesn't break them out.
Huh.
Keeps them safe.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you had a lot of respect for your dad and what he accomplished in the NFL, but now that you're in that league and you know what it takes, do you have a newfound respect or even more respect for what he did in the career he had?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I'll never forget Coach Rivera said something that hit me my rookie year. He's like, to play double-digit years in the NFL is something that's remarkable and, you know, applaudable. And my dad played 13, obviously had the success that he had, played through a lot of injuries, man, was tough. You know, he had the skill set that you would want in a number one receiver. And just to do it the way he did, man, I think it's something as a son, you know, it's easy for me to look up to somebody who did it the right way and, you know, had a blast playing ball and gave it his all for 13 years.
Christian McCaffrey, my guest. I'm going to ask you about Old Spice in 1 second. I want to ask you one thing about Cam Newton. He had shoulder surgery last week. I mean, listen, he could have shut it down. A lot of guys would have said, it's just not worth it. I'm not right. I don't need to deal with the pain. I'm not playing that well. But he kept grinding it out. He did everything he possibly could to get on the field every single week and try to win games for you guys. What did that say to you about him as a person and as a leader? Did that resonate in that locker room?
Yeah, 100%. I think Cam has got a warrior mentality. You watch him, you know, diving for the pylon. You watch him throwing out blocks on safeties, on reverses, you know, the second efforts to fight for the first downs. You know, playing next to him, it motivates you. You know, it gets you going a little bit. That energy, that passion for the game excites you. And, you know, obviously wish he was healthier. Everybody wishes he was healthier. He wishes he was healthier. But he's just got that fighter mentality in him that he doesn't want to quit. And if he's going to sit out, it's going to be the coach's call, not his.
Listen, you're a Stanford man. I have great respect for guys who went to Stanford. You minored in film in college. You got to tell me about that documentary.
Yeah,
you're involved in.
Yeah.
How did that first come to be? What's it about?
So it's been going on for about 3 years now, and a buddy of mine, Nick Alfieri, who's the brother of one of my best friends in college, Joey Alfieri, played football at Georgetown. Then he got a scholarship to USC Film School, which is the number one film school in the world. About 3 months into it, decided to drop out and go play football in Germany, a small town in Germany called Schwäbisch Hall. They're the unicorns. That's why the film's called Unicorn Town. And he asked me if I wanted to be a part of a documentary. He was going to film his journey. And at the time, I was like, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, most of it was him sending me clips. And I'd be like, that looks great, man. He's very talented. And, you know, we would adjust things here and there. And we finished it about 4 months ago.
Are you on camera? Or are you EPing? What are you doing?
Yeah, no, I'm not on camera. It's a doc on his journey and the team's journey.
Okay.
And so I'm help out with editing and kind of getting it out there, obviously. My title is executive producer. But it's me, Brent, Nick, and then the cinematographer Sven, and then we're in the final stages of post-production right now. But it's really us four, and other than that, that's all it took to make this. I mean, Nick filmed it, Sven filmed it when Nick was playing, and it's a really remarkable story about this team's journey, who's a small town in Germany, and just kind of the influence American football has in a place like Europe. I mean, I don't think that's ever touched the screen before. So
I love that.
It's exciting.
Where do you think that's going to end up?
I don't know. That's kind of our next process. I mean, we would love for someone to see it and to fall in love with it the way we did. Obviously, we still got a few things here and there where we're going to change. And at some point, we're going to have to just say this is it, because we want it to be so perfect and we're working so hard on it that you know, we're very excited to see where it'll go.
Dude, you're a filmmaker now. That's how you do that. Before you go, you're working with Old Spice in the new All Fresher collection. It features 5 new body washes with real ingredients. Break it down. What is the collection all about?
Well, it's been great being able to work with them. Yeah, I think you just hit it. My favorite, this one right here, the exfoliation with charcoal is saying the best one. Like you said, real ingredients, real results. I mean, it smells great. They just, five of them just launched too. So it's their new fresher collection, which has been cool to be able to work with these guys and to see different ones of these. As an athlete, obviously having to shower all the time, it's good to have good product.
And it's good to have somebody who can pitch that product, man. You nailed that. Way to go.
Thank you.
Christian, really good to see you. I appreciate the time. As always, nice to have you on the show. Look forward to doing it again next season, too.
Yeah, appreciate you having me. Thank
you. Appreciate you. Christian McCaffrey, he had a huge year. Really, really good year.